Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, I am looking at a book called The Curse, The Island, Book 1 by Zena Clark. Now, you guys know that many times I like to share the book that I have discussed with a guest that is on radio with you here on the podcast, because I think that for a lot of folks, they're looking for a new book, right? And they want to know something that they should read, but they're not really sure which one out of the millions and millions of books that are available out there. So I love being able to bring some of those guests to you here to kind of give you a little info about their book. Now, if you are the type of person that likes to have a tangible copy of the book, then this book is perhaps a book for you. This book is available not only in Kindle, but as a hardcover as well as a paperback. Now, the title of the book, again, is The Curse, but it is a series of books. So I will be jumping on over to her handy dandy Amazon page. So let's go there now. Now, when we scroll down, we see that, again, it is available in Kindle, hardcover, and paperback. The description reads like this. Xylan Kane has been living on the same island for 543 years with the boy everyone believes is Peter Pan. She believes he kind of did something to his parents the night he brought her to the island, so she avoided him as much as she could. Recently, though, she and the girls decided to get even with the boys. In doing so, she is forced to spend more time with Pan. The more she does, the more she starts to doubt her memories. To get to the truth, she leaves the island. Meanwhile, the real attacker attacks her home in an effort to break the curse. So it is an interesting storyline. If you are into like that adventure, the thriller, you know, if you like those types of movies where it's kind of like action-packed and you appreciate a good plot twist, then this is definitely the book for you. It's going to keep you on the edge of the page, I guess, the edge of your seat with this book. So I really enjoy talking with her about her book. She enjoyed bringing this work to you. So if you would like to hear Zena talk about it in her own voice, then you can find her on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. She is episode 416. You know, you guys know what I'm going to tell you, right? If you ever want to hear some of these guests, these books, these authors that I talk about, and you want to hear them talk about their book because they're not able to make this interview, then you can always take their name and then add Daily Spark and see what pops up. More times than not, you're going to see that I have interviewed that person already for radio, and I am sharing the information. It's something like hearing the author talk about the book themselves. So again, Zena Clark, she is the first part of a dual interview for that episode. And again, it is episode 416. Now, we are over 500 interviews at this particular point. So the platform that you tend to listen to your podcast or where you stream your radio episodes, if you find that it is not there, you can always go over to my handy dandy YouTube page and you will be able to find the playlist there for Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. Now, that's in a way where I store all of the episodes. So if you're looking for that episode from way back when, like episode maybe 100, that's where you will find it. God bless the folks over there at YouTube. They let us do some amazing things with our platform, and I truly appreciate them doing so. I know that you guys appreciate it as well. Folks have said thank you for hosting it here. Perhaps this might be an interview that really sparks something in you, and you will be grateful for having heard it as well. Again, Xena Clark, that's X-E-N-A, Clark with an E, and you're looking for episode 416. Now, let's jump back to her Amazon page. Now, when I look at this Amazon page, I'm going to continue to scroll down and give you guys the product details. I know that many of you like that. So the publisher is Ex Libris. That's X-L-I-B-R-I-S, Ex Libris. It's available in English. The paperback is 264 pages, so this is very much a meaty read. Like I said, she has a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs and a lot to take you through so that you are able to follow along and go on the journey with her. So if you are looking for a book that's going to give you that, then perhaps this is the book for you. Now, the ISBN 10 and the ISBN 13 are different numbers. So let me give you the ISBN 10. It is 19845188844. I'll give it to you again. It's 1984-51-88-44. Now, if you like the ISBN 13, here you go. It is 978-19845188-42. Let me give that to you again. The ISBN 13 number is 978-1984-51-88-42. Now, this particular book is 13.8 ounces. It's not extremely heavy, but you do feel it, of course. It is 264 pages, so of course it is a meaty read. The dimensions of this book, it is 6x9, so it is still a handy size. Now, there is a customer review, and it is a verified purchase, so I will be reading it. Here we go. The title that they have given to this particular review is Mind-Blowing Read. It says, a fantastic twist on a wonderful children's tale. I was encapsulated from the very first pages, and I couldn't put it down. An amazing read. Well, thank you, Brandon, for leaving that review for us. We appreciate your doing so. And needless to say, he was fired up about that, so it is a 5-star review. Now, if you are the type of person that says, yeah, Dr. Angela, I understand, but I want it in hardcover. I want it to be able to stand up on the shelf all by itself. Can you give me more information there? I'm so glad you asked, because yes, I can. The product information for the hardcover. Of course, it is put out. The publisher is Ex Libris. It is available in English. It, too, is 264 pages. The ISBN 10. Now, if you don't realize this, and some people don't, is that the ISBN number is like the Social Security number for those of us in the U.S. It's like the Social Security number for the book. One book in one particular style gets a particular number. So the paperback is going to be a different number than the hardcover. That's why I actually give these numbers out. Now, for countries listening that don't have a Social Security number, you can think of it as a serial number. Every product has its own serial number, the same way that you would register your bicycle or any appliance or gadget that you have a warranty for, like your phone. There is a number associated with that particular product. Well, that's what the ISBN number is for your book. All right. So the ISBN 10 for the hardcover is 19845188 952. The ISBN 13 is 978-1984-518-8859. So with that being said, if you want the hardcover, of course, you can always go over to Amazon, pick up that number, and then go down to your local bookstore that would love for you to order from them. If that is the case, make sure that you are supporting your local bookstore, especially if you know that they would appreciate the business. If they will, then by all means, you just share that ISBN number with them, and that way you know that you are getting the exact book that you want. Now, the hardcover, the weight there is 1.2 pounds. So remember, this is the hardcover, so there's a lot more spine action going on. There's a lot more hard cover that you have to include with these pages. So it does have just a little bit more weight to it. Now let's jump on over to the Kindle edition. Let me give you the information for the Kindle edition. Of course, the publisher is Ex Libris. It is available in English. It is just over 3,000 KB. The text to speech has been enabled. The screen reader is supported. The WordWise has been enabled. If you were to print the Kindle edition, the print length is 266 pages. Lending has not been enabled, and the page number ISBN for Kindle edition is 1984-518-8844. So there you go, everyone. That is all the information that you need about this particular book. And of course, you know, on Amazon, they do a very wonderful thing, and that is they allow you to take a look inside. So if I were you, I would definitely take a look inside and see if you like it. Now, we have a little prologue here, and it starts off August 14th, 1468. A young woman sat at the table with her mother. Her father had just returned home from a rough month at sea. Tired and weary, he went straight to bed, even though sunlight was still pouring into the house. The sound of a knock made mother look at the door with fear in her eyes. "Get father up," she said. A young woman hesitated, but did as her mother asked. She moved down the hallway slowly as she passed her room, then her sister's old room, which would have been her brother's room if he lived long enough to make the move to the new house. She found herself wishing her siblings were still alive. It was her birthday today, and the only thing she wanted was for her family to be back together. That is part of the prologue. If you want to know more, definitely take a look at her Amazon page. Now, if you want, again, to hear Zena talk about her book in her own voice, check out episode 416 on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela on your favorite streaming platform. Well, thanks you guys so much for spending some time with me here today. I appreciate your doing so. I wish that you have an amazing week. And as always, I hope you stay in good health and you do it with a great book. Until next time, everyone, bye-bye for now.